Hey everybody, this is Peter Arulian. We are here at CES and we are in the Hard Rock Hotel in a beautiful suite. We've got KISS on the wall. We've been looking at the paraphernalia. It's fantastic. But what we are is here to talk with Acer and Eric Ackerson in particular, who is a product manager and brand manager for the Predator line. Hopefully you know Acer has entered into PC gaming in a big way a little over a year ago with the Predator brand. We're going to go through and talk about some of the things they have and the quick refresh they've been doing on their PCs. And then we're going to look at some of the really great announcements that they've had at this show for PC gaming. So Eric,
hey,
thank you for your time today.
Yeah, I'm glad you could come by.
You bet. Let's start right here, over here to our right. We've got two laptops. I've got one of these, in the last gen,
yep,
in my office. But what I think is really cool about this is I think you told me you're on your third rev of this very line in like a year's time?
Yeah, so we launched at the end of 2014. We're already on the third version of this. So the chassis is largely the same, but we're just increasing specs. So a new CPU or GPU comes up, bam, we're there. In a very short period of time, we're already making these up to date, staying current. We're in the game.
Right. So this is where we're at. These are great rigs. They've got current generation components, which is fantastic. But right behind you, if we slide back, we've got a new monitor announcement that is new for CES, right?
Brand new, introduced here at the show. So this is the Predator Z301CT. This is an awesome gaming monitor. 200 hertz refresh, so incredibly fast.
Wow.
But one of the neatest things about it is the fact that it has the Tobii eye tracking built in here, so you can control camera angles and, depending on the game, do some other things as well. And it's a very aggressive curve on that screen, so it's very immersive. 1800R is that radius.
What is the size?
30 inch.
Okay.
It's an IPS, so very wide viewing angles, great colors.
And this is, Tobii, for people who don't know, is the kind of technology that allows for, imagine you're playing a first person shooter, you can look where you want to shoot and click, you don't have to do multiple steps. So it's a cool technology integration for gaming.
Definitely is.
And I know that there are close to 50 titles with that technology, and as a
yep,
platform, you know, Microsoft does these kinds of things all the time with new innovation. It takes time to get ISVs up to speed, so
right,
I think that's great. Okay, let's slide back behind us here. We've got some additional Predator products. Let's start down here at this end. I believe this is sort of a value product in the Predator line.
It is. So it's actually not part of the Predator line. We introduced this as a sub-brand, so we could hit a new price point. Predator
okay,
has all the bells and whistles, all the greatest performance. What's important here is achieving a price point.
Okay.
So this is the Aspire VX15. So it's a 15.6-inch IPS display. We're hitting a $799 starting price point.
Oh, that's great.
And to show that we're right in sync with the industry, it's the latest CPUs and latest GPUs. Just earlier this week, our graphics partner introduced the GeForce GTX 1050 and 1050 Ti. That's what this has.
Got it. Now, we talked a little bit before we talked today about the new Predator announcements about this device. Again, not a Predator, but I think you call this executive gaming. Talk to us about the config here, because this has also got the Tobii eye tracking, right?
It does. This is part of the Aspire vNitro line. It's been around a little bit longer than Predator. This is where we kind of learned our steps, so to speak, and
yeah,
before we were running. It's got the power. For instance, its latest generation Pascal graphics, 1060, 1070, and latest generation Intel processors,
yeah,
but a little bit higher price point than the VX. But it doesn't have kind of the overwhelming ID that some gaming products do.
Yeah.
So it's something you could take on the road with you, have some fun at the hotel at night while you're preparing for your meeting, and then when you show up at the meeting, it's not a gaudy device. You're not going to be embarrassed stepping in.
Well, and as simple as it sounds, before you were telling me about the horsepower, I picked it up. It's pretty light for the config it's got.
It's for the hardware, for the performance it has, it's a thin and light device, and it has a nice premium aluminum finish to it.
Yeah. Now, the hero in this room is this device here, which is 21-inch. You're going to tell us all the great things about this. You're also going to tell us that a lot of these products we're looking at that have been announced are going to be available in February.
Yep, absolutely.
So tell us about this, because this is, if you can't get the perspective on this at home, this is a beast of a PC.
So this thing is incredible, and I'd go so far as to say it's probably one of the best products at the show. 21-inch curved display on a laptop. So first of its kind in the world. It is a G-Sync display for incredible gaming, 120 hertz per refresh on that. It too has the Tobii eye tracking built in.
Mm-hmm.
We're also using top of the line components, 7th gen Intel Core i7, 7820HK. The K meaning it's overclockable,
right,
and this thing can definitely overclock. As far as graphics, We've thrown two of the GeForce GTX 1080s in here in an SLI configuration.
That's amazing.
To get extra performance, we had to create a great thermal solution. So there are five fans, three of which are a special AeroBlade fan. What that means is essentially they're very fast, they do a great job of cooling, and nine heat pipes to keep all the heat out. We wanted to make this a great experience all the way around, so we did something that's pretty rare on a laptop, and we put in a mechanical keyboard.
Yeah.
These are using Cherry MX Brown switches, so very responsive. They're gonna last a long time as well. Behind the keyboard is individual RGB lights, so each key can be custom programmed to different colors, up to 16.4 million different variations.
Yeah.
Going a step further, we wanted to make sure that besides getting spreadsheets done on the touchpad, if you are on the road and you didn't bring a mouse with you, you're going from the keypad for numpad to a touchpad, getting things done.
Also, you talked to me about this over on the left. You've got some macro options. Tell us about that.
So on all the Predator laptops, from day one up until now with this amazing product, macro keys here that can be programmed for different games. You have settings for various games. It's a very easy and simple thing to do in the software we've created. Going further, those can be programmed for different functions of the hardware, for one-touch overclocking to take the CPU and GPU fans up a notch and get great performance out of it.
Okay, so I would expect that this is not a product everyone's going to buy. Tell us what this is going to cost.
So this has a price point of $9,000.
Right. So this is when you're really serious about your gaming. You're getting two 1080s in there, so the performance is really high. But for folks at home, a beautiful device, and it has all the power you would ever need to run certainly any Microsoft Studio title and probably any title that actually exists for PC gaming. Real quick, before we move on to the last, I think, really big announcement you had here at CES, what was the price point on this device?
So the starting price point on the VX15 is $799.
Oh, that you said that. So great entry point.
Yeah.
And then on the monitor that we looked at early, $1,299?
About $899.
$899.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm trying to get more money for you. People will love me.
I know, thank you.
So we've got one more thing we want to show you guys. Acer made a really great announcement around what is almost alone in its class, an HDR monitor. We've got to go into another room that's dedicated to this device to show it to you. Come with us, we're gonna walk over there and take a look. Okay, so this is the suite where we're gonna see the G-Sync HDR monitor, right?
Yeah, we're focusing on gaming here and we've got it set up just for this purpose.
Okay.
So to make it a fair comparison, we need to have a standard monitor on display and then show the same graphics running on the HDR display.
Yeah.
And right away when we start this demo, you're gonna see that the colors are just gonna pop out of the screen. There's no better way to explain it. So let's take a look.
So I'm really hoping folks at home are able to see the visual fidelity difference through the video that we're shooting. Because you're looking at the two, some of the obvious things I see right away are the darks over here, the blacks, are that rich, deep black. Where over here, you can immediately tell it's more washed out, it's more gray.
And the funny thing is, before we had this monitor, everybody would have thought this is an amazing display, because it is. But now, because of the way this is built and the technology behind it, yeah, the darks are incredibly dark. The colors are just coming to life.
Yeah. Even some of the things like the camera lens flare that they'll do, the brightness with the lights, the reflections of the light off of the water on the stone, on the steel. Here, like the vividness gives it some authenticity.
It makes it more real.
Right? It's really stunning. I'm hoping folks at home are seeing this difference on the video.
So if we have enough time to hang out and look, it's not a very long demo. There's a spot where there's gunfire, and the blasts, the muggle blasts, just really come to life and show you that. And you're right, absolutely, the clarity between them is stunning.
It almost, like to the eye, it almost makes this feel at times blurry.
Yes.
Because the crispness of the image here is, and this is, so timing on this is Q2.
Yes.
So we don't know exactly when, but not too long. And we're not talking yet price on this one.
Not yet.
Okay. I think you said that some of the visual ID for the product may evolve.
Yep, that's part of the reason why we haven't given a name yet, and we've been reluctant to show any video or pictures of the product yet. There could be some stylistic changes that are gonna happen, but the underlying technology, that's what this is a demo of the technology, will remain.
Yeah.
1,000 nits brightness, the individual colors up to 350, whereas this monitor by itself is a max 350.
Right.
the grid array of LEDs, of 384 individual LEDs that turn on and off. This is truly impressive.
Well, and you know, at a platform level at Microsoft, we've made a lot of, in our what we call our Sigma team that does a lot of the work for visual fidelity with DX12 and some of our other engineering investments. HDR is one of our premium targets. So as we think about what we call our creators update that's coming in March, well, we've done a lot of plumbing to enable this from a platform level for Windows gaming. And that's an investment we're going to continue to make. So it's great, you know, when we see partners on the other side in the ecosystem building display for PC gaming that takes advantage of that.
So I'm going to try and pause this if I can find the right key in a moment. Right there, the reds stand out, but we missed it. If I can pause the screen when we look over the city.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Here, look at the sun rising behind the mountain versus there.
Yeah, it's the difference is stark.
The coloring here, kind of white versus blue, and then the individual lights across the city. It's just a night and day difference.
It gives it a depth of field that you miss otherwise. And I know it sounds super geeky to talk like that about something as simple as a screenshot.
Yeah.
But you know, PC gaming trades a lot on the ability to drive hardware, you know, to new places for PC gaming that other game platforms can't. So this is fantastic. Eric?
This is fun.
Thank you for your time.
Appreciate it.
Everybody, we've been here with Acer talking about a lot of the new Predator products, everything from refreshes to the devices that they've had in market for a year and done three times all over, to a $9,000 PC gaming rig with two GTX 1080s, to an HDR G-Sync monitor, which like everybody's going to want this. And I know that sounds like hyperbole. So Peter Arulian at CES with Acer and Predator, and Eric, you guys really need to check this stuff out.